Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a man, a mere few hundred miles away, a man whom I only have one thing to say.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
The J-Man.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
Well,
that worked in its own way, I guess.
Yeah, that was nice. I'm sure we'll hit that several times.
Yeah, hola, and welcome, everybody, to the season 3 finale of the longest running hit show in BTR history. I just made that up.
Well, the longest successful show.
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, I don't really need to look it up. I would think it is.
Nah.
It just seems like it should be. So.
Yeah, well, it is.
Yeah, I mean, we go on gut feeling on these things. We're like George W. Bush.
Exactly.
Yeah. We don't bother with analytics.
Was that a Pepsi or a pin click?
That was a Pepsi.
Okay. I get them confused sometimes, even after 3 years.
Yeah, after 245 shows.
Woo!
Man, amazing. And I actually, you know it's a Pepsi because I stopped using the clicky pen.
Did.
I have the old basic Bic pen with the black ink, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the clicky type, so I don't sit here and nervously click my pen during the show.
Well, it'd be nice to know that. I mean, 3 years, you could stop keeping secrets from me.
Well, you would think. I'm a private guy, though, you know.
I know.
I'm not one of those people that just lays it all out there for everybody.
No, I'm not either.
No. We're a couple of international men of mystery.
Yeah.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah.
Maybe not that dark or handsome.
And by that, you mean enigmatic, not that he's a black guy.
Yeah, right. So how's it going this week, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what, J-Man. Not bad. although, you know, got a little beer mind story. Not really a story, just more of a theme. Boy, they were stupid this week. And had a lot of exact change counters.
Oh, those people.
Yeah. Hey, 10:57. Well, I'm sure I got 57 cents in here. That'll help you out. Yeah, it'll help me out as you dig for it for 2 minutes while I have 18,000 cars behind you.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't have to count change. Because, you know, I didn't go to math class or anything.
Now, does your register tell you how much to give back? Do you have one of those?
Yeah, to the knuckle.
Yeah,
to the
okay.
Cent.
It should work out for you then.
It should, but, well.
Yeah. Now, is the register also, does it have pictures? Like, you know, beer, wine, and like McDonald's?
No, just numbers.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, you might not know this, Jay. This is the cool thing about the beer mine, and you know, it's why we're on the cutting edge. Our scanner, it's mm-hmm. in the drive-thru. The register is in the office, but the scanner is outside. We're that high tech.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's
so
fancy.
I can see the numbers from inside or out.
Ooh,
because mm-hmm.
it's like the NASA of drive-thrus.
It is, and it really is. And ironically enough, it was assembled by Drive By Mikey.
Oh, it was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Only had a couple of cussing fits when you put that together.
No, I'm sure there were, but. I mean, it's just everyone this week was just slow and stupid. Getting back to school and, yeah, well. I mean, it wasn't a bad week, but it wasn't a good week. It was just,
yeah.
It was kind of a, Jesus, just let me get through this week kind of week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And plus now we're in the middle of a heat wave.
Wow. Yep.
End of August, and it's going to be 90 all week here.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, though, in cashier at Hudson's, you know, which is of course the people pleasing place.
Yes, it is.
Pointed out this week, and I had never really thought about it, but you know, it's really not the heat; it's the humidity that gets you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had never heard that before.
I thought about that on the drive home, you know.
Yeah.
She's right. She's right, you know, when you think about it.
Uh-huh. I really don't think that's true.
That's another thing you might want to look up, or we could, you know, talk to a weatherman someday and say, hey, is it really the humidity that gets you, not the heat?
Or better yet, better than a weather guy, we could just ask Dower Mike.
We probably could. He probably has already looked it up before.
Who said he would set his alarm for this show?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Well, I don't
mm-hmm.
see him in the chat room.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed. I did a quick scan of the chat room, and I noticed that he's not there. And
nah.
I noticed that Dana isn't living up to her promise either.
Yeah, she said she was going to be here.
The first hour, at least. Yeah.
But
here I was all set to be nice to her. All set to be nice to her.
Yeah.
Today. Because I told her I'd be nice.
Hell, we have cake. We didn't tell them about that. Everyone in the chat room right now, you guys get cake today, so.
Right. Just go down to your local Walmart, pick it up. Tell them
you're there
for it.
There's a Will Call coupon waiting there for you. Just give them your name.
Yeah. Just give them your name at the door. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we have some breaking news already, Matt.
You're kidding me.
Breaking news, Dateline Rio, Miley Cyrus's new album, Bangers. With a Z, is number one on iTunes Brazil.
Well, that's good.
So we got, you know, exciting things happening today, apparently.
And I don't have Twitter up right now, but how many times has she tweeted that?
Just now she tweeted it. She tweeted it as number one in Brazil, number two in the good old U.S. of A.
Yeah, well.
18 in...
That's because we have better taste.
Well, yeah, 18th in the UK, where they're far more discerning musical folks there. So,
perhaps discerning about their music, but not their food.
Not their food, no.
No.
Or their comedy, to be honest with you. I mean,
a little silly.
A little silly sometimes, but.
I don't know. Benny Hill was a genius. How can you not laugh at Benny Hill? Come on.
Well, it's true. And everybody loves Hyacinth, that bucket woman.
Oh. One of the greatest shows ever.
Uh-huh. You know, the VMAs are tonight. The Video Music Awards, Matt. Thought I'd
are
let you know in case you wanted to check those out.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Uh-huh. In case you wanted to spend like 2 hours going, who are these people?
I know. And I would, too.
I know. It's the same. That's why I watch the Grammys, so that I can just go, I've never heard of these people. Wow, I really am getting old.
Rhino stopped, Rhino, for those of you who don't know, my son, stopped by the beer mine yesterday, you know, to get some cash and just tell me how much he loves me. And,
see his old man.
Yeah, see his old man. he was talking about a couple groups and a couple movies and a couple TV shows, and I just stared at him.
And you were just like, yeah, does anybody show reruns of Hogan's Heroes?
Exactly. I'll tell you what's funny, Jay, and this is kind of, well, you know, people throw the word ironic out, but maybe it's just bad, you know. You know, I told you I have tomorrow off as well. My first two days off in a row in 8 months.
Woo.
So, you know, I'm going to be partying today. Here's the thing, though. I have to get up at 6 tomorrow because I'm taking my kid out to breakfast.
Is he heading off to college this week?
He starts college tomorrow. First class is at 9 a.m.
So he's just going to commute from home?
Yeah, it's only a 15-minute drive.
Oh.
He is going to the U of U, Urbana University, home of the Blue Knights.
All right, so that little going to commute, not going to get in the dorm and trust the luck of the draw and the old roommate.
Well, no, and it's best for him because I think he actually lacks more discipline than his father.
Oh.
So maybe it's best that, you know, for a year
but,
at least stay at home.
Yeah, you know, if you can easily fall victim to peer pressure, college could be a bad situation.
Yes, it can. And look, yeah. J-Man.
I see. In the chat room.
The one and only Ms. Dana Liu.
Hola, Dana. She did make it. We take back what we said a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's okay. You don't go back and listen. You don't need to, Dana.
No,
okay.
There's no need to.
Anyway, so thanks for being here, Dana. She kept her promise.
Yes, she did.
Unlike Mike.
Well, don't know. The show's early.
Well, that's right. Mike may finally get up here in a little while.
He'll get up at the crack of noon Central Time, and he'll get to catch the last hour.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was probably up late last night emailing Google, letting them know they've got mistakes in their maps again.
Yeah. Or he could still be at the VFW with his micrometer, seeing if the little shuffleboard thing is actually on the 6 or the 7.
He probably just carries that on his little tool belt wherever he goes. All right, well, let's get this party started.
Yeah, it's our third anniversary.
Yep. It's season 3 finale.
Yeah.
And next week we start season 4.
Is that what it is? 4?
Yeah, that's, okay. We'll go with that. We'll go with 4.
We'll go with that.
and season 3 has been a great, great, great year.
Ooh, huge.
Yeah. Lots of great stuff happened. Had some great shows. A couple of clunkers here and there, maybe.
No. Eclectic. We had a couple of
shows. Yeah, we had a couple of shows that were just, you know, different. Maybe we were
cutting
experimenting.
Edge.
We were experimenting with different styles.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, I'll tell you what, J-Man. A giant of American politics has wished us congratulations on 3 years.
Oh, well, who's that?
That would be one Senator John McCain.
Oh, God, big fan, Senator Maverick.
Yep. So let's hear what he had to say.
Hello, this is Senator John McCain. On behalf of the United States of America and my esteemed colleagues in the U.S. Senate as well, congratulations to Jay, Matt, and IWS Radio on their third anniversary. You guys are mavericks of merriment.
Awesome.
That's nice. Yeah.
That's so great of him to do that for us.
Yeah. Taking a little time out of his day, especially while they're on vacation.
Oh, yeah. They're rough and tumble, 5 week vacation because,
exactly.
You know, they work so hard. And shout out to Mr. Brown Beasley back in the chat room again this week.
No, he is not.
Yes,
oh,
he is.
Oh, my goodness.
He is there.
The Bee Master.
Oh, yeah. Outstanding. Well, you know what, Matt? I know
what?
That the Senate normally sits back and lets John McCain speak for him, but there's another senator who I guess felt pretty strongly the need to also send us some congratulations.
Oh, great.
Yes, so he kind of, you know, he's kind of the new Maverick doing his own thing.
Oh, yes.
Good day. This is Texas Senator Calgary Ted Cruz. And I want to congratulate Matt Mann, Jay Mann, and the whole staff there on 3 amazing years on Internet Talk Radio. And I especially want to thank them for being such a good friend to Canada. Keep up the good work, eh?
Yeah. Kind of got a weird voice, but yeah. All
right. He sounded sincere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have no doubt that he is. A very sincere man.
Yeah.
And thanks to Brown Beasley for his congratulatory comment there in the chat room. And thanks to our good friend Katie, KUML 658, there on Twitter, who retweeted the show link, being a friend, being a pal.
Buddy.
Yeah, then she retweeted Joker into my timeline again. That's okay. These things happen. still considering sending Joker a friend request, patch things up. Yeah.
Well, that's funny you say that because I got a friend request on Facebook yesterday from one little Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, I did.
Man, are you going to accept it? You got to, don't you?
That's what I said, but then I was told by a higher court to not.
But you, Matt, he's sad and lonely without you.
Well, I know, but we'll see. Well, you know what, Jay? Since I'm off today and tomorrow, you know, sometime around, I don't know, 7:30 tonight. Oh, yeah! I'm your best buddy.
Add him back. Come on over, bring a bottle of vodka.
Well, actually, I wouldn't mind that. Just don't talk politics with me.
Yeah.
Or religion, or gay people, or
just
which
don't
way
burn
the toilet paper should go, or
just don't burn the Quran in my living room, please.
Exactly. That's all I'm asking. It's not much.
You're not that demanding.
No, not at all. And J-Man, we have a 111 call.
I think I know who this might be.
I think I might, too. Beasley Meister, you are with Stupid.
Well, congratulations, gentlemen, on 3 years. I missed the first 52, 104, 104, and 51. I missed the first 155 weeks, but better late than never.
Well, I did too, because I was drunk through those episodes.
That's an admirable quality. Like Mike Tyson, I think he admitted that he was. Hey, guys, by the way, you know, I've been drunk all this time. I've been lying, saying I was sober. I don't know what made me say that.
Hell, most of my shows, I was like Ferguson Jenkins.
Ferguson Jenkins, the pitcher for the Cubs.
Yes.
You got to be old. I mean, it's cool. I'm glad that I'm old and able to remember that. Yeah, he was a pitcher for the Cubs. And was he a drunk?
No, he was on drugs all the time. He pitched a no-hitter on drugs.
Who else did? Remember, God, I'm old.
I was just getting ready to say, yeah, the dude that pitched the
Doc
perfect
Ellis
game.
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah, said he was on acid.
Yeah, he dropped acid that day. He didn't know he was.
Throw the ball into the stands.
It wasn't his turn in the rotation, and somebody got hurt. And so they moved him up a day, and he had dropped acid and went out there and threw a perfect game.
I almost feel like I dropped acid or something because I don't ever remember pressing the button. I was going to wait for the right absolute perfect time to call in.
That
but,
was
you
probably
know.
Me. I'm a little quick on the trigger.
Yeah,
no,
well,
I don't know that I don't remember pushing one. I was going to listen in for a little while and wait for like an opportune time, but since we're here, we're going to make a party of. And you know, there's a song. Billie Holiday sang it. And, Mama may have, Papa may have. But speaking of drugs, right. Well, we're going to try. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that has your own. And your parents kind of teach you that just so that you can get used to getting your own, you know. Mama may have, Papa. And I think the songs say, rich relations have crusted bread and such. You can help yourself, just don't take too much. Like, just don't stick around too long, you know. You can come freeload off of us for a little while. Speaking of drugs, TMZ just put Lamar Odom on blast.
Yeah.
Like, in a major way. Who does that?
Lamar Odom, they say, has a crack addiction.
You know, it's one thing to say the guy has substance abuse, he has drug problem, this and that and the other. See, those Kardashian women, that Kardashian mother just strikes me. Well, I mean, it's like, by the way, guys.
Well, they're hooked on the ass crack.
Right. Or doll hairs. I can imagine how he feels this morning. I mean, you're supposed to be, you know, gosh. No privacy left in America at all. I mean, the NSA probably knew, but they were keeping it to themselves.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's unfortunate, and I get in, you know, I mean, you know, everybody, you know, say, well, you know, TMZ, they have a pretty good track record, but, you know, nobody else has mentioned he had a drug problem or whatever, but it's clear that he's not the favorite because Chris Jenner just had Kanye on her show instead of Lamar. So,
and he looks like he's programmed, and he's been fighting the programming. He looks like he got MK Ultra over somewhere.
Well, somehow they gave him Carlton from Fresh Prince's voice. All of a sudden, he's got the banana in the tailpipe voice. If you ever
watch. Take the bass off your voice, and let's not hear the N-word.
That's right.
You are now a chocolate-covered white boy.
I'll tell you what, Jay, man, you mentioned Kanye West.
Uh-huh.
Barack Obama doesn't care about black people.
See? Do we need that?
But I tell you what, Kanye also wanted to congratulate us.
Really?
Here we go. IWS Radio
doesn't care about black people.
Well, that's just uncalled for. That is uncalled
for. That's uncalled for.
and it's not true because we have lots of black friends somewhere.
Yeah.
There. You know, on, you know, Twitter and Facebook and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't strike me as being, you know, racist.
No.
You don't. You might say make a joke every now and then, but I think you, I mean, my short period with you guys don't strike me as, you know, people that are particularly uptight about race. People are people, and, you know, you're idiots and jerks and people that draw a lot of attention to themselves in the world. They seem like to catch your, they're a subject of a joke just like anyone else. You don't seem to pick on any particular group.
No, we try to spread it around.
Yeah, fair.
I don't want to leave anybody out.
Well, oh, J-Man.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of leaving people out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We got a, my God, we have so many audio files this week. We got a congratulatory little snippet from one Kim Fragile.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not good. So.
Uh-oh.
Jay, Matt, Kim Fragile here, and I would like to wish you a very happy and sensuous third anniversary of IWS on BTR. It has been a sexy and smooth ride working with you guys, especially since it seems I no longer get any airtime because you keep putting that belly-scarred horrible woman schmoop on the air. Keep in mind, you flavor of the month perverts, that my contract is not up until the end of the year. So while you can sequester my mouth, you still have to fatten my bank account. Anywho, congrats, guys. And remember, come December 31st, you can either play me or trade me. And trust me, I hear Sean Hannity is looking for his next Sydney Leathers. So, you're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked. See what I mean? It's Schmoop bumping my piece.
Dang.
She's
Kim in stereo.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I didn't know Kim was so angry. I haven't, you know, we have an open door policy here. She could have come in and talked to us at any
what
time.
What I thought was hot, though, was when she mentioned that Schmoop was bumping her piece.
Right.
That was pretty hot.
Is there video of that?
I hope so. I'm sure TMZ has it.
Did the Reverend Moneymaker on this nice Sunday, on this blessed Sunday, did the Reverend Moneymaker have anything to say?
Well, no. Surprisingly, the Reverend...
We must not have dropped anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, the Reverend decided that, you know, if you can't say anything good about anybody, don't say anything at all. And... Yeah. He doesn't engage in frivolity.
No.
And jocularity. He's he keeps it serious. And
why don't you just tell it the way that it is and not mislead the people? You haven't dropped anything in the donation box in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, we are on the we're on the didn't tithe board this week.
Yeah.
The board of shame.
And to board of shame, and the Reverend doesn't take too kindly to that. That's really the truth, folks.
Right. He needs some cash to put gas in his Porsche.
But I'll tell you what, Beasley, you know who could tell the truth?
Slider balls, cock.
No, anyone who would like to call in at 661-244-9852.
You know, I got a brother. I don't know if he likes to. He doesn't like to play with me anymore. His name, my mother named him Baze. He's Baze Beasley, but he likes to be called Biage because he's from California and he thinks he's fancy. Pretty interesting personality. Maybe we can get him to come play with us a little bit later. Until that time, let me just congratulate you gentlemen once again on 3 stellar years, and we wish you 30 more.
Well, thanks.
Keep up the good work, and I'm going to part, but I may return later in the show. Have
That'd
a great
be great.
One.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, Mr.
All right,
Beasley, Jen. Sir.
Take care, sir.
Thanks.
Outstanding. Brown Beasley again, ladies
there
and gentlemen.
There you go.
Outstanding. Seems like a pretty nice guy.
Yes, he does.
We'll give him one of these. So, and thanks to Dana Lou for just tweeting the show. That was nice of her.
That was. She could always call in.
She could, because, well, you know, she was one of our bigger shows this year.
Yes, she was.
And, well, I say bigger, but it's actually...
But now it's smaller.
It's now smaller, yes, because it was our Losing It with Dana show.
Yes.
And, it was. And she called in and
I can tell you now, Jay, I can tell you now that while we were doing that show, I was losing it with Dana the entire show.
I bet you were. So that would be awesome. That was a great show. We had a good time with that. I do believe we had Luis on that time, that week also.
Yeah, we did.
And
he
told us of his harrowing escape from Mexico into the warm, loving arms of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. And all the while, his wife was singing,
"Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low."
She was. I'm going to listen to that on a loop all afternoon.
Exactly.
You know what? After hearing it a second time, Luis, I know exactly why you enjoy that. Just kind of getting that same feeling from it.
That's the closest to gay I've ever been. That was a good time.
No. Great, great show. And, of course, Dana has agreed to, she will come back on the show on the one-year anniversary of that show and talk about her first full year experience.
Well,
that
would be fine and we could do that, but I think we have an accounting meeting that day.
Do we? Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I know, so we'll have to figure something out.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, well, we want to thank Dana's been here since day one for us. You know that?
I know that.
That's 3 years later, and no matter how many smart-ass rude things we say to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's still here.
So we gave up.
So we've given up. We can't run her off. We can't get rid of her.
No. Nor would we want to.
No. Not at all.
So, there you go. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
So the first show we did in season 3, Matt, was a pretty special show.
Was it?
We celebrated Jerry Lewis and Jerry's kid.
Oh my God! How can you not?
And then, of course, you know, did the interview in air quotes here, interview with Jerry Lewis, and that resulted in a great moment over on Tumblr. And somebody sent me a message and was quite angry that the interview wasn't a real interview and that he sat through all that crap waiting for the interview. The one big Jerry Lewis fan out there who just can't get enough of Jerry Lewis. Probably has a Google alert set up for Jerry Lewis so that he can monitor his daily activities. So that was a hell of a great start to the season right there.
Well, I'll tell you what. excuse me. I listened to it yesterday. We had a religion show, and instead of pee break with Schmoop, you had a prayer break with Schmoop, which I found quite amusing.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't upload the audio or anything. But.
Oh. well, anyway, yes, that was a fun time. And, of course, we had the big slicing and dicing show with Schmoop.
That was a huge show.
Yeah, to talk about her surgery when she got gutted.
Yeah. Then we did a show with her about cussing the lettuce.
Yeah. Still one of my favorite lines, cussing the lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Schmoop's a big part of the show.
Maybe she'll be along sometime.
Maybe.
We don't want to tick off Kim Fragile, though.
Well, you know what? I'm not so sure. You know, Kim, she's going to be rude like that. We can't be a couple of pushovers.
It was kind of rude. It was very rude.
We don't want to be a couple of pushovers and, what have you.
Yes.
I mean, we don't want to be the kind of pushovers, say, President Obama is.
Oh, he's
sometimes.
Not
yeah. But
uh-oh,
you know what?
Jay.
Yes.
We have breaking news.
Hello again. This is Senator John McCain. I was listening to an old episode of IWS moments ago, and I was shocked to hear that Jay and Matt made fun of me by implying that my style of statesmanship is akin to that of a wind vane. Please ignore my initial message of congratulations, for they understand neither me nor what true statesmanship is.
Huh.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Likes us 1 minute, not the next.
He withdraws a congratulations.
Can you really do that? Is that possible?
I don't know. It's awful. Yeah. But I tell you, somebody who won't withdraw his congratulations, as I was saying a minute ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
President Obama. I mean, I wasn't trying to set it up or anything. We're professionals, people. Don't try this at home. Anyway,
Sometimes it's hard to work in two studios.
Hello, my fellow Americans. This is Barack Obama. Just calling. I just want to let Matt and Jay know that they're doing a great job. And thanks for the 3 great years. And guys, keep up the good work. Here's to another 3 great years.
I guess he didn't have the teleprompter going there.
I feel pretty warm. That's as warm as he gets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's not going to take it back like some people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, well. So what else happened season 3, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Hi, friends. John McCain here again. I was doing some research and discovered that IWS Radio is pretty popular on Blog Talk Radio. In fact, over the past few months, the show hits number one nearly every week. So I said to myself, self, if Jay and Matt are good enough for thousands of Americans, they're good enough for me. So congratulations once again, guys, and good luck on season 4.
All right, then. You know, we're not just popular with thousands of Americans. We're popular all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
We're probably even fairly popular down in McCain's home country of Panama.
Yeah,
probably are.
And you know, we're big in the Philippines.
Yes, we are.
And we have, and in fact, speaking of the Philippines, a big shout out to Jeanette.
Yes, it was on the website Friday.
Yes.
That you can read at IWSradio.com.
That's right. You can go there and check out everything. We got Batman Ben Affleck is the person of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Stud that he is. And you can go back and you can look. And on Friday, Jeanette and I collaborated.
Yes.
Oh, boy, did we. Blog post telling people how you can be a famous mommy blogger. Because, you know, that's what people are into now. It's all about the fame for some people.
You guys look good together, by the way.
Oh, yeah, cute little family.
Yeah.
And this whatever Joe liked our family. She thought we were pretty. So shout out to her, too. So, you know, we're famous all over everywhere.
All over everywhere.
That's right. And we're famous down in Texas, too.
Really?
Yep. Well, howdy, y'all. Governor Rick Perry of Texas here, congratulating ISW Radio on 3 exciting and hilarious years on the air. There are 3 reasons now why you want to listen to Matt and Jay. Because they're smart, they're sexy, and... Well, I can't remember the third, but it don't matter. You got to listen anyway.
There you go.
That's right. Apparently in Texas, we're ISW. Right here. We still have an hour and 18 minutes left. We're going through these pretty fast.
So you know what that means. Instead of ISW, we are DOA.
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
I did, anyways, we were saying, lots of big shows in season 3. The biggest of all of them was the lesbian celebration.
Oh, my God.
With Angie the lesbian.
Almost 17,000 listens.
I know it. She brought the crowd with her.
She brought the girls to the yard.
Yeah, I know. They travel in packs.
Yes, they do.
You're not going to get one of them alone.
No, no.
Luckily, there was no truck show at the county fair that day. And she was available.
And the Bass Pro Outlet Store was closed that day.
It didn't open until after church hours. So.
Uh-huh.
But she obviously wasn't attending. Yeah. So that was a great time, and she came back for a later show to do a little mini lesbian celebration with us after the Supreme Court ruling on DOMA.
Uh-huh.
And it was during that show when I was able to ask her if she knew the definition of Gold Star lesbian and Platinum gay were. And surprisingly, she didn't know. Macy, her partner, her wife knew. But for those of you who don't know, a Gold Star lesbian is a lesbian who's never had sex with a man. And a Platinum gay is a gay man who not only has never had sexual relations with a woman, but he was delivered by C-section. So he's never had any contact with a vagina in any way. And I assume that would include, you know, buying one of those rubber vaginas at the...
Don't. Why do you have to go there?
I don't know. It seemed like
you
the natural
nice
place to go.
Had a nice recap, and it was fine, and then...
It seemed like a pretty natural thing to do, to go there.
Yeah. Of course it did.
So anyways, we had that, I was going to tell you, this past weekend, if you don't mind, you know, my finishing my thought here, this past weekend, Angie actually took a moment to ask her mother-in-law if she knew what Gold Star lesbians and platinum gays were. So, you know, that's a pretty special moment that we were able to be a part of in our own way.
We're an open tent.
That we are. And we're educational.
Oh, holy cow, Jay. Ariel Sharon. He has a little message he'd like to send us.
Mm-hmm. That's very thoughtful of him.
It was. He listens every week, you know.
Oh, you know he does. Of course he does. Well, we're big in the Jewish community, too.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in the Jewish ICU community.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. The captive audience. Probably makes us pretty big in the... Palestinian community too, you know,
yeah.
Being, you know, in the occupied areas.
Mm-hmm.
So, not to get political on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We would never do that.
No.
Not at all. No, we haven't heard from our Jewish girlfriend in a long time, though.
Oh, I know. And that hurts because she's, well,
I know.
Hot.
I know. And I think the last time she called in was from the closet.
From the closet. You know
work.
You got a good radio show going on when women are calling you from the closet.
And she, you know it. When they're good, when they're hiding in the closet at work so they can listen and call in.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty special stuff right there. And anybody who wanted to could call in at any time.
At 661-244-9852.
And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, season 4 is coming up pretty quick here.
Mm-hmm.
It kicks off next week, probably.
Oh, we have some words about that.
Oh, I've got some thoughts on season 4.
I do, you? Okay.
Yeah. And one of them is I think we should encourage more callers in season 4.
I don't know. That's a wacky idea, J-Man.
Yeah,
maybe
well, we
more callers
I'm tweeting.
And less typing.
Yeah, well, I've got to, you know, the man's got to tweet.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's necessary to tweet out that, you know, the phone lines are open and the show's going and
mm-hmm.
anybody who wanted to could join us and call in and have fun and frivolity. And you know who's all about fun and frivolity?
Who's that?
Our very own Bobby Kraft.
Oh, I love him.
Yep, Bobby, I assigned members of my staff the task of finding their favorite audio file from season 3,
mm-hmm.
and have them submit it. And this is here's what Bobby did. Hey everybody, Bobby Kraft here. We're just partying down with Matt and Jay, celebrating 3 pretty spectacular years of IWS Radio. Of course, I've only been here for 1 of those 3 years. But, you know, it feels like I've been here since the beginning. Anyway, congratulations, guys. And here's one of my classic clips from season 3. This is Mild Cheddar with Bobby Kraft. Hey, everybody. You know what really cheeses me off? When kids tease a dog that is stuck behind a fence. One kid will get the dog's attention while another reaches through the fence and smacks the poor thing on the booty. Then they'll pretend to throw a stick
and the dog will take off running and then stop and look around. "Where's the stick?" he says. "I have to find the stick." The kids will just laugh. Then they'll call him back over to the fence and show him a bone or some food. But instead of giving it to the dog, they just put it on the ground, just beyond the reach of his tongue. That flames my patootie. That dog just wants to be their friend and play, and they mock him and tease him. Oftentimes I feel like I'm that dog. My friends talk about going to play ball or see a movie or even to a party. Then they give me a fake address where the party's supposed to be. The next day they talk about the real party right in front of me. And then one of them actually looks at me and says, "Hey, Cheddar, why didn't you go?" That's right, man. Throw the pretend party stick and make fun of me when I can't find it. The more I think about this, the angrier I get. Gosh darn it, those guys make me so mad. I better have a Diet Shasta and settle down before I lose control. This has been Mild Cheddar with Bobby Kraft for IWS Radio.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network.
I get so sad when I hear that. Evidently, J-Man's not back from the bathroom yet.
I had to pee.
Oh my God, I was right for once.
Damn, that got over a little quicker than I thought.
Really?
Well.
Oh, Bobby Kraft's a slickster.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, Brown Bees in the chat room talking about Colonel Klink and Sergeant Schultz and our. If you're listening live in the chat room, you see the little rotation of pictures there, and you see us as the Hogan's Heroes guys. We use
big
that
fans.
For our joke. Oh, yeah, big fans. We use that for the joke show.
Yeah.
It was the second annual joke show, and it was titled Show Me the Funny.
Uh-huh.
'Cause we're clever like that.
I know, and it went to number one.
It, of course it did.
That's when we were really on a roll.
Yeah. And we're still rolling along. I mean,
we've hit number
two the last 2 weeks, and we're being kept out of the top spot by that bully, Rodney Perry.
Rodney Perry. Ooh, I'm a comedy guy. No, you're not.
Bringing on famous actresses and stuff like that.
That's the only way you can shut us out.
That's right. You have to bring on famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And bump us to number two that way. But
yeah. And it's
anyway.
Just you and I spinning our homespun yarns. And
just you and me, uninterrupted. Yeah. Not. We don't have a bunch of callers calling in to bother us. And
boy, not today. We don't.
We don't have special guests who come on the show to be interviewed.
No.
We have had a couple of guests.
Oh, yeah.
We had Miss West Coast Cat came on. One of our few serious shows that we've done.
And she was afraid.
I know. She didn't trust us, Matt, and it really hurt.
It did.
but she came on.
It was a very good show.
It was very informative. It talked about human trafficking, and
mm-hmm.
and she was a great guest, and she it was really nice. I mean, she came on. She set aside her deep burning hatred of me for 45 minutes.
And she's one of the few, J-Man, because not a lot of people hate you.
I know, but when they do, oh, my God, they do.
Oh, it's just volcanic.
And I have no idea why. Yes, I do.
I don't either.
But that's not the point.
Yeah.
I mean, why she hates me so much. I know why.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. And what can you do? What can you do?
You can't do anything except be yourself and persevere.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, J-Man. We wouldn't have gotten through these 3 years without the help of someone. Someone who loves you more than anything. And you need to talk to her.
Tea Break with Shmoop.
Hola, Shmoopalicious.
How are you today, Jason?
Wonderful. How are you?
Awesome.
Ah, of course you are.
Happy anniversary,
baby.
Yeah. Happy anniversary, baby.
All right. And shout out in the chat room. Hi, Mike.
Oh, Mikey's there. God love ya.
Finally made it.
Yay, you woke up.
And he suggests that season 4 bring back the Wednesday show also. Oh, I don't know.
No. This one's hard enough on me.
Why is it so hard on you? It's just two hours.
Yeah. Oh, God, 2 hours. I'm never getting back. And, you know, it adds up. Your idea, wasn't it?
What?
This show?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Matt had said a few times he wanted to do a show, but yeah, this show
your idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where are you going with this? You're blaming me. You're blaming me, aren't you, Smoot?
Yes, I can feel it.
I can feel it. I can feel the blame coming through the computer.
Can you feel it?
Yeah,
coming
through the
headset. Coming right through the phone. Yes.
Yeah, I've got my headset on, and my ears are burning. Feeling a little hate.
No hate. Just can we go back to the half hour or so?
I have said many times that just because we can go 2 hours doesn't mean we have to go 2 hours.
Exactly. And then what are you?
Well, that Mr. OCD there feels the need.
Oh, my God. Oh, and you're OCD also, because my day starts on Sunday at 6:30 a.m. when I hear Paul Pius.
Traveling the road less traveled.
Yes, exactly.
Through life's pentameters made iambic.
Very good. I do this in my sleep. This is not good.
I hear Paul Pyatt puts me to sleep each night with the soothing dulcet tones of Paul Pyatt.
That's awesome.
And I am awakened each morning by Stubby Stonehenge.
Well, I keep trying to tell him that Paul Pyatt is, you know, him. He goes, no, he's not.
No. Paul Pyatt is real, Smoop. So is Bobby Kraft. They have
Dude.
Twitter accounts and Facebook pages to prove their realness.
Oh, my God, you're all bipolar. You're all schizophrenic. Oh, my God. I wish my mother was alive to hear this. She would just say, come home, honey. These people are freaks.
No. You love it. You love it. You know you do.
I do.
Somewhere deep down.
Well, evidently I have another personality too, so.
Well, you know, you're a big part of IWS Radio's success. That slicing, cussing the lettuce show really kind of set things off for us, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it did go to number one.
I cussed it yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah, Walmart lettuce really blew.
You let that lettuce have it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, your show really was the show that we just kind of burst onto the scene with the Cussing the Lettuce show. It didn't go to number one, but it still was a big show, you know?
Well, you know, I try.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
I
that was
my
the
best.
Great. That was the great cell phone experiment that went awry.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I do my best as a bit player. Matt always says, "No, you're part of the team." I'm like, I don't want to be on the team. And then he makes me, and then I go, okay.
Yeah, well, you were drafted number one overall, the first
Thank
round
you.
of the Internet Radio Team Player Draft. And it was a unanimous decision in the war room.
You know what? That's the first time I've ever been picked first.
Well, there you go. See?
Ah, you guys are awesome. Hold on, honey.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I charmed her into staying.
I think you did. She was smiling the entire time.
I turned on the old J charm.
I know.
I'm all out of charm now for the rest of the day, but.
Here, I'll bring her back down to earth, Jay.
Oh, God.
Lemonade, come and get your lemonade for sale. Lemonade, come and get your lemonade for sale.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, we had a big lemonade sale last Labor Day weekend.
We sure did. It was Missy's Flower Power Hour.
Oh, yeah. That hit number one.
And her glazed donuts. Oh,
yeah. Muffins. Muffins.
Yeah. Delicious glazed muffin.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Oh, God. You people
well
don't
taken
even know.
Care of.
We'd like to share them with you, but we kind of keep those to ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Those aren't for the public.
No.
We set out the day-old Krispy Kremes for the public. Then we bought it at 7-Eleven. The fresh glazed muffins are exclusive.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about doing giveaways. That might be a giveaway we could do. We could
Yeah, Missy's glazed muffins.
Yeah, if she would, you know, go along with that.
I'm sure she would. You know, if I could get a hold of her.
Right, well, yeah. Well, occasionally she suddenly appears.
Yes. I thought she would today. I thought, of all days, she would contact me at 11:58 saying, "What are you doing?"
What's going on? But I tell you who did contact us.
Who?
Well, I tell you who tried to contact us.
Yes.
Comedian Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, God.
Wanted to celebrate with us.
Really?
And so here's what.
Gilbert Gottfried here, calling in to congratulate.
God damn you. You fucking suck. So goddamn fuck. There, that's what I think of that shit.
Wow.
it kind of went awry.
Yes. I'll tell you what, you know, he's spectacular. He's a professional. He's a Vegas professional. Buddy Acapella.
Oh, yeah.
He had a little trouble this year, too. So.
Hi there, guys and dolls. Buddy Acapella here with some hip cat low down and straight on laughter. No, I'm black. Why am I black?
I think that was for the joke show.
Yeah, I think it was.
Poor buddy. He's confused.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, Gilbert wants to try again.
Okay.
So he thinks he's got it now.
Gilbert Gottfried here, calling in to...
That's the wrong one. Here we go. Gilbert trying again.
Gilbert
God damn, what the fuck was that? That probably never happened to Rich Little.
Boy, you two don't get along, do you?
No. And Dower Mike's in the chat room, Matt.
Oh, my goodness. He is?
How about that? Yeah, he's there. And he says the lemonade stand went well until the police showed up looking for a vendor license.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we paid the police off. That's what we do. We're...
I'll tell you what, Missy raised $36 for us.
She did.
That we never saw.
we got a hello from one of her adorable kids. I don't remember which one. I think it might have been one of them. There might have been some random kid on the street that said hi to us.
I do remember that her first customer was a 85-year-old guy named Ralph.
Those were some good times. And then Missy kind of, you know, been in and out since then, here and there.
How many times has John McCain been on the show today?
Three.
Four.
Okay. Well, I think he's back, J-Man.
Okay.
Hi, John McCain here again. And really, no, don't worry. The congratulations for now is still on. But I can't find my car keys. If any of you have seen my car keys, could you... I misplaced them. Could you just get a hold of me or Jay and Matt? And like I said, congratulations for now. And God bless America.
Oh, there you go.
Somebody hit his keys again.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, staff of his.
They're probably
they love
right
to play
in front
games.
Of him on the coffee table. And maybe if Cindy would blink once in a while. He could see him.
Maybe Megan is hiding the keys in her
closet.
Yeah. But, you know, speaking of the political world, the guy who hung out with us a number of times during the 2012 election, I wanted to chime in. Good old Dick Morris is here with us today.
Of course he is.
Dick Morris here. Just to remind people that my statistical models showed that IWS radio would only last 1.33 years. Well, I got close. Anyway, I give them until Christmas 2013 at the latest. Anyway, good job on 3 years. Can I have a job with you guys? Fox hates me.
Poor Dick.
Yeah. Well, maybe Dick will... Yeah, maybe we'll have Dick around next year to predict the midterm elections.
Yeah.
Coming up, which have actually already started here in Arkansas with Tom Cotton announcing he's running for Senate, and we're already being deluged with ads, Matt. Deluged.
Are you really?
Yes. They've already started running ads, both Tom Cotton and Mark Pryor.
Yeah.
This is going to be ground zero for the battle for the Senate, I think. And it's gonna, we're just going to get nothing but political ads for, oh God, a long time.
That's tough.
Maybe we'll have Tom Cotton on sometime.
Well, that'd be great.
As he, you know, starts showing up at on Meet the Press every week and Fox News Sunday and other fun shows like that. Hey, you know, we added a few people this year to our lineup, to the staff, and one of the most exciting and hires that we made, and it's proven to be a smashing success, is Dixie Ozark. I can't really say it, but it
she's hot.
Dixie Ozark's great, and so she wants to share her favorite piece from season 3.
Hi, everybody. Dixie Ozark here to help IWS Radio celebrate 3 above-average seasons on the air. I'm so excited to be a part of the number one comedy show on BTR. Here's one of my best moments from season 3 when I reported on the Tour de Hills. Dixie Ozark here with a special report ripped from the headlines of the Redneckville Almost Daily Times. God's Country was rocking and rolling last week as the Redneckville Parks and Tourism Department sponsored the Tour de Hills, a 58-mile bike race that features 3 major climbs and 2 thrilling descents. Competitors love the combination of beautiful scenery and welcoming fans. The course starts out innocently enough with some open countryside riding with only a couple of small hills and then weaves around the curves at the base of Gaither Mountain. Then everyone has to get after it so they can climb Gobbler Knob. From there, they get to experience a breathtaking view of the valley and Buffalo River flatlands below. But don't get mesmerized by the beauty, because you're about to go toe-to-toe with the beast. The last part of the course is affectionately called the Jasper Disaster, and they're not kidding, y'all. At this point, they go terracing down the backside of Gobbler Knob at breakneck speeds. Riders scream past the pot fields, then have to hang on tight as they make a hairpin turn around Miss Ellie's craft shop and still, and then take on the twin hills known as the Dolly Partons. Only one rider out of 171 entrants lost control this year when he took his eyes off the road to look at the scenery and went ass over tea kettle, resulting in only minor injuries to his ego. Once you've made your way over Dolly's mounds, you just give it all you got for one last high-speed burn down Orville Faubus Boulevard towards the finish line in downtown Jasper, Arkansas. Woo-wee! It's every bit as exciting as it sounds. This year's winner was... well, hell, the paper didn't tell us who won. We know it wasn't Lance Armstrong. Anyway, it doesn't matter because we're all winners during the Tour de Hills. Better get rested up, y'all. Because Tour de Hills means it's almost time for Crawdad Days down on the banks of Crooked Creek. Hope to see everyone there. For IWS Radio, this is Dixie Ozark. I'll see you next time if the Lord's willing and the creek don't rise.
Well, there you go.
Good time. Oh, yeah, the bumper.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR. IWS Radio.
That was our number one accomplishment in season 3, Matt, was adding the bumpers to the
audio. Oh, they're great. I love them.
And we have a caller.
I know. I'm going to pick it up right now.
I know who this is, too.
847, you're with Stupid.
You know who it is.
Really?
Well, that's what Jay said.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I did. And I was right. It's Dana Lou.
Hey.
I figured I should bail you out for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're out in public amongst people today.
Actually,
Dana.
I'm not. I'm at home, but Mike's doing his football fantasy draft, and he's got his laptop making noise.
Oh, okay. Who did he take number one overall?
Who'd you take number one overall?
He had the sixth pick. He took Ray Rice.
Yeah.
Ray Rice, running back, Baltimore.
So there you go. Okay.
Excellent. The choice.
He has a lot of upside.
His quarterback is Tom Brady.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's going to get hurt this year.
He's not going to get hurt this year.
Yeah, he is.
Matt Schaub is his backup.
There you go. I like the Matt Schaub.
Matt Schaub will get hurt.
You guys are so helpful. And, you know, he doesn't do any of those free fantasy football leagues. No, he does the paid ones.
Oh, really? The fancy ones, huh?
Because why bother being competitive if you can't win something?
Well, I didn't pay for anything, and I have a trophy sitting on my computer table as I speak from the J-Man.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yes, it does. It's my proudest moment.
That was the I'm with Stupid League, the one and only year we did it.
And I won.
And Matt Mann won, even though he wasn't even supposed to be in the playoffs. But
that doesn't matter. Why do we have
dumbass,
to bring that up?
The dumbass who was the commissioner of the league forgot to change the rules at the beginning of the season. That would be me.
Yeah,
and, very unfortunate that the person who, let's just say, got screwed out of the playoffs was Mr. Vinny Bond.
Yeah,
oh boy.
Vinny hasn't come to your show lately to get his shout out. What's up with that?
I don't know. I guess he just doesn't need us anymore.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
You know, he's off doing live shows with the Memphis Blues Festival and stuff like that. And
yeah, I wouldn't know because I don't listen.
He's moved on. He's moved on in the world.
Yeah. He's wearing 1791 blue jeans.
It's just kind of sad when you lose people, you know?
No, well. Who ever really lost?
It depends on who it is.
Well, okay. Valid point.
Well, every once in a while, I'll get a, you know, Vinny will comment on something on Facebook. So he's still around.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't ever see him anywhere, except I still get Blog Talk Radio reminders. But I never see him anywhere.
I stopped getting Blog Talk Radio reminders because I unfollowed his show. But not it wasn't anything personal. I was tired of getting like 16 of them in an hour.
Yeah.
No, that never happened, did it, Jay?
Not at all.
In an unrelated story, Shmoop asked me once, "How do you make these reminders stop coming into my inbox?"
Just report us as spam. It's okay. So what's up with Dana this week?
Not much. Slow week.
Really?
My big accounting time comes after Labor Day.
Oh. Wow.
So, slow week at work, slow week at home, slow week.
So you're laying on the couch eating chocolates?
I'm sitting in the recliner chair drinking a protein drink. Does that count?
Yeah, it's close enough.
Close enough.
It'll have to.
Still have my jammies on.
I was just going to ask you, what are you wearing?
Yeah, got the little boxer pajama bottoms and a white tank top.
Mm.
Mike says I'm lying. It's a thong and tassels.
Little pasties.
Little pasties.
Well,
so
Dana,
are you playing?
Well, J-Man, I was just going to say, Dana brought everyone to the yard because we have another call now, too.
Oh, boy.
516, you're with Stupid.
Hey, it's Katie. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Hey, Katie.
How's it going? I just wanted to say hi, and I did promise you I'd call you like 3 weeks ago,
uh-huh.
and I never did. And I just wanted to say congratulations, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you.
My life is entirely boring. I don't have that many antidotes, so I don't know where to go from there at all. But
what, do you have a bon mot?
What?
No, thanks for calling. That's nice.
Sure. Are you playing fantasy football this year?
I am Katie? Not. I am not. I do follow the Panthers, and I have watching a lot of Yankee baseball. And I still don't understand how boring baseball can be, because literally it's 3 hours of maybe 45 minutes of actual action. And
uh-huh.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a sports person. I mean, I used to play soccer back in the day, and that was a fun.
Oh, yeah. That's nonstop action.
No endeavor. Yeah, exactly. And that's why I quit, because I didn't want to do too much hard work, and I was just like, I'm just lazy at this point. No, I'm done.
Well, what position did you play?
I played goalie, believe it or not.
Oh.
I mean, I am 5 foot, still pretty stealthy as it is. So I suppose that counts for something. I'm not exactly sure.
No. But 5 feet, everybody was looking to go top shelf on you. A little soccer lingo for you there.
Yes, exactly.
Well, outstanding.
Yeah.
Did you wear the big Mickey Mouse gloves?
Yes, unfortunately, I did. I did.
I love those things. They're huge.
Mm-hmm.
Make you feel like you got hands the size of Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, we don't want to be rude here. Dana, Katie,
yes.
Katie, Dana.
Yes, I think
Katie.
I follow her on Twitter.
You do.
How are you? Oh,
good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I hope
bringing
you are.
People together, J-Man.
That's what we do, man.
That's
yes,
what we're
exactly.
all about.
You guys are amazing.
I know.
Forging bonds that last a lifetime.
Yes.
Exactly. Twitter for the win, hashtag. Don't forget the hashtag, man.
Oh, we've got to have a hashtag. You need hashtags on Facebook now, too.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I hate Facebook. In general, I have 500 friends, and nobody talks to me at all.
Well, add me on Facebook. I'll talk to you.
All right. How about one person who will actually interact with me? So, high five for that.
I would love to interact with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. Oh, you guys.
I'll tell you, you know, oh, God.
Yeah, I'm like, I can sort of see where this is going, and I'm like, I'm not sure.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Katie, I was going to tell you, Jay is a deep man. In fact, he recorded one of my favorite, deep thoughts ever. it was towards the end of season two last year. So it really never, yeah, and it never got the airplay it deserved. Would you like to hear that?
Sure.
Yeah. But, you know, that same guy had a pretty deep thought last night.
Did he really?
Yeah, when he about 2 a.m. or so, lying there in bed alone. Almost every night, as my neighbors get home, they walk past my window, and one of them laughs just right at that spot. Every single night. At first, I thought they were probably talking about me and then laughing at me. But then I thought maybe there's something special about that spot on the sidewalk. Maybe anyone won't stop laughing, man. It's serious. Maybe anyone walking along right there thinks of something funny to say. So I went out there and stop it, man. I'm telling you. This is serious shit. Stop laughing.
I'm not.
Focus. Focus. So I went up there and slowly walked around on the sidewalk near my window. I never thought of anything funny to say, so I guess they are laughing at me. That makes me sad. Now, see, that would have, you know, people aren't
I'm glad
feeling
I
how
have...
deep and introspective that was because I kept being interrupted and making fun of me.
I'm just glad I had a couch button. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now some deep thoughts there. Pouring my heart out to everyone.
And then people making fun of you.
I was vulnerable just for a couple of minutes there, Matt.
And I took advantage of it, and I apologize.
Oh, no, I was hoping you would. That was good times right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some pretty deep shit. Well, no, not really. We did have a censored extravaganza. Remember that one, Matt?
I listened to it the other day because we weren't allowed to use the word porn.
Right. We couldn't use porn in the show title. You can use weed, pot, marijuana, talking shit.
I brought up on that show because we just listened to it yesterday. There was a show titled Best Head Ever. Oh, yeah,
right?
That's fine.
That was fine. You can use the N-word in a show title. That's all over the place.
Oh, yeah,
but
nigga
shit. Don't use porn. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my.
And, hey, somebody important's on the line with us.
I know. I got to get it. And 314. You're with Stupid.
Hey, guess what tomorrow is?
Monday?
What is tomorrow?
Monday. It's also the, I don't know, I guess it's the 83rd anniversary of women getting the right to vote, and it's my 63rd birthday.
Oh.
Well.
Oh, happy birthday. So I wanted to ask you to sing happy birthday to me, because I don't know if anybody else will.
Sure.
Tune up there. Come on.
The key
of...
what's up, J-Man?
I said, let's get everybody to key of F.
I'll tell you what, Buddy Acapella should sing happy birthday.
Yes, he should.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
Elvis.
Happy birthday to you. How you doing? Happy birthday, dear 314. Happy birthday to you.
Sounds like you're doing it in a round because Mike turned the radio off all the way.
What?
Oh, thank you, thank you. And I just want to say that I will be praying for your continued success.
Oh, it's very sweet of you. And not only that, we'll give you one of these. There.
That's a trump out.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Got big plans? Going to have a big birthday party?
Hey, we are going to a winery with our daughter and son-in-law.
Ooh.
We're actually going to cross the Mississippi River and go to Waterloo.
Ooh.
To the winery on the banks of Shore Lake, which is actually a reservoir in Waterloo.
Wow.
Oh, Mike is taking the the wild rose, wild Irish rose that we got at your place.
Is he actually going to drink it for once?
Oh, he's just going to show them what's really good.
And he's going to put it in little
what
cups.
I got.
Yeah.
He's going to put it in little bitty cups and feed the ducks down at the lake.
Yeah. Well, they say there are little animals around there that show up and make everybody happy.
Huh.
Oh. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, I don't want to keep other people from getting to talk, so.
Oh, you never do.
God bless you.
We all like to listen to you.
God bless you, Gloria, because, well, you know.
Gloria? That's what they always do. If they can't think of Claudia, they go with Gloria or Sylvia. Why is that?
You know, I have a response to that. Schmoop told me it was Gloria.
Quit picking
For
on
once,
Schmoop.
It was not my fault.
Don't pick on her. She's been through
I'm not
enough.
Picking on her.
Oh, man, you're just wearing me out.
Yeah, she's going to bed now without supper.
Oh, I thought I was the only one that had that happen to them. Oh, goodness. Well, I'm real happy you picked up my line and happy I got to talk to you on this auspicious occasion.
Sure.
And I thank you for the musical.
The auspicious occasion being your birthday.
Yes.
Right.
Nice save, Maddie. Nice save.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well,
tomorrow.
See, now I'm wrong again. Jesus.
Nah, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
If I could get Mike on the phone, I'd put him. But I don't know if he'll do it.
He's probably
he's like
not awake.
Four or five people, four or five feet away from me.
He's being shy.
Yeah, that's his deal. The strong, silent type.
Oh, my God.
Don't laugh at him.
Oh, we're laughing with him.
He could take you both at the same time.
Really?
Oh, good.
That's
kind of
odd.
Oh, hold on to both your necks and raise you up off the ground. Oh,
ooh,
my God.
Oh, wow, J-Man.
Yeah.
This is like a prison movie.
Oh, that's a new topic. Any of you got Netflix and they have their own series now and every now and then, and the latest one is called Orange is the New Black.
Yep, mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
Mike's been
good.
Watching that, and he says I should watch it. I've been very resistant because it's trendy right now. So, and we all know that I don't do trends.
Hipster Dana.
Yeah,
there's
I
hipster
don't.
Dana again.
Oh, yeah.
Anti-hipster Dana.
Oh, yeah. She's
who, if everybody else is doing it, it's the last thing in the world I want to do, because then I can be smugly superior to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That explains it. Well, anyway, you're missing something, girl.
I know.
Mike
told me it's a great, he told me it's a good show, and he thinks I'd like it, so I should probably watch it.
Well, the internet tells me that barely like 18 or 20 seconds into the first episode, we get boobies, so there's that.
Well, it is about women in prison, so I'm guessing you'd get boobies.
Oh my goodness. There were so many, I lost count. So, anyway, it's the plot that I like.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, me too.
So anyway, we thought we were out ahead of the curve, Mike and I, for watching it. So you can either be out ahead of the curve or not involved with the curve, or somewhere in the middle.
Or way over on the far end of the curve.
There you go.
Or smugly superior.
There's a billion versions of normal.
You know what, Dana?
What?
You're going to have to be a new character for season 4 named Smugly Superior.
That's not bad.
I can do that.
Man.
You'll have to call us in each week and tell us what you ignored that everybody else was doing, like the Oscars or the Emmys. Or
that would not be difficult at all.
While everybody else was watching the Emmys, this is what I was doing.
Drinking a protein shake on the couch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
No, it'll be something far more superior than that.
Monitoring Mike's fantasy football team.
Yeah, something.
Hey, the Rams almost won a game last night.
Really?
Almost.
Yeah, Peyton Manning just kind of waited till the last second and spoiled everything. He wasn't even on the field.
He still ruined everything.
Just his spirit, you know? Goodness gracious. Well, I contend that if you are into rating the handsomeness of young men,
mm-hmm.
which I guess I still am, we have the two cutest athletes in the whole national scheme of things. And that's Sam Bradford, quarterback of the Rams, and David Fries, baseball Cardinal, great.
Oh.
So check that out if you're interested.
Do a little Google image search of those two fine, outstanding young men.
In fact, David Fries is so talented that he's now doing a local pizza commercial and he sings in it.
Ooh. Well, you can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Oh, Claudia, you like those wholesome boy next door types, don't you?
Obviously.
Yeah, uh-huh. I didn't know what David Fries looked like. I just Google imaged him and I went, oh.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no tattoos to be found on her. They don't want to upset their mommies by having tattoos.
Although I bet Mike has a tattoo on his butt. And it says tiger.
Bite marks, but not a tattoo.
Wow!
Oh,
well, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
breaking
it was
news. IWS News has learned that Mike has bite marks on his bootay.
But no tattoo.
He's typing
from Claudia, no doubt. Claudia.
There you go. You'll get it right.
I know. I'm pretty good when I'm on my own.
Yeah. Well, and
there
in tandem.
Blaming Smoop again.
Well, I'd like Smoop to come back on because I really got to get off. Mike wants to speak.
I left that alone.
I'm
totally
my first on the button getting off. It was too much.
Just sitting here with that one.
Hello.
Mike.
Mike. Hello. Hey. Orange is the New Black is lesbian.
Yeah, we already heard
porn.
That, Mike.
Lesbian porn.
Oh, no. Do you have an issue with that?
Do what?
Do you have an issue with that?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's what's the good thing about the whole show.
Oh.
There
we
was there's nothing left to the imagination. Nothing.
But, Jay, I don't think there are any Asian women in jail.
Well, no, they're all... No, Asian women don't go to jail. They're raised too good for that. They all make straight A's. And they're working in the sciences.
There you go.
And then the subpar ones, they go to Hollywood.
Lucy Liu.
Well, you know what? We may have to title an episode in season 4, Orange is the New Black, just to, you know.
Yep. And have sound from
God.
Guess what these two women are doing.
Do they have any, you know, remember VH1 used to do the pop-up video where they would tell little, you know, background facts about the video and the people in it. Do they have any
video.
Little? Huh?
I love pop-up video.
Oh, it's great.
I did too.
Does Orange the New Black have any little things that pop up on the screen and explain what the two ladies are doing together? Maybe, you know, some terminology.
Mike and Claudia, watch it. You've got to ask Mike. I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Everybody got real quiet after the lesbian porn talk.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I let Claudia talk.
So what you going to do in Davenport, Mike?
Davenport?
Waterloo.
Waterloo.
There you go.
Did Schmoop tell you Davenport too, Matt?
Not that.
I'm taking my bottle of Wild Irish Rose and showing them what the good stuff looks like.
What? Are you finally going to drink it?
I'm letting it age.
Don't drink it.
It says on the bottle.
I think it's much better fresh than it is aged.
Oh, no.
Very clearly
it's
says, do not let this wine age.
Is there an expiration day and hour on this bottle?
Yeah, when they pour it into the bottle.
There's a Surgeon General's warning on the side. Do not let this age.
3 days, 2 hours, and 7 minutes, it's done.
And absolutely, don't let it breeze. And don't let it warm up to room temperature either.
Oh, I should put it in the freezer first.
Oh, yes, you should put it in the
freezer.
Oh, God,
yes.
God, you guys are the worst.
You're not supposed to put it in the freezer, Matt?
No.
No, you have to put it in the freezer.
No, you don't.
Oh.
And you have to drink it out of a jelly jar.
Well, yeah, you do have to do that. It tastes better.
If you don't have that, it just, you know, it has to have its own glass.
I have a special glass.
Exactly.
It is Schmoop's dad's beer glass. You know, the Schmoop who gave me all the wrong information about Mike
Davenport
and
Gloria.
Davenport and whatever.
Next week, Gloria and Davenport will be calling in.
Mike, are you listening?
Oh, yeah.
Cowering. Schmoop just said to me, hi, Mike.
Oh, Schmoop. Schmoopalicious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She never
easy
did
boy.
Send me a...
Easy.
She never... She never did send me a tube.
I'll see if
what?
I can.
I don't think
so. Things have really gone off the rails here.
Mike wants one of Schmoop's tubes.
Oh, great.
I don't know why he wants it, but he wants it.
Oh, I think it'd be a great thing to have, too.
Yeah.
I'd hang it on the Christmas tree.
There you go.
And now, with about 15 minutes left, thank God.
See what happens when the riffraff calls in?
Oh, no. Dana, Mike, all you guys are great. But we do have to do a little tribute to who I think, J-Man, and I think you concur, our greatest fan in the world.
We absolutely do. To Miss Jamie.
Yep. One Jamie.
Canadian hottie.
Oh, God. Maple syrup just drizzling down her body parts.
Listening to us in bed. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Naked.
In between the cool soft sheets. And Jay and I can't even get it right because, you know, we're just overcome. And for another fact, Maddie can't find the file, but we'll find it.
Sorry. I was waiting for something to come on right there. It's like it was an intro to something.
It's right.
It was like
I found it. You want me to play it?
Yeah, go ahead. 289. You're with Stupid, and you are
God.
Jamie.
I wake up to my cats judging me. They stare blankly as if to say, "Is this what you had in mind for your life? If it is, you may want to consider sleeping pills or a tall bridge, because in our view, you're pathetic." Or they're hungry. And I waited gluttonously for Christ or some savior, other than cheap wine and chocolate. Turns out he's in a restroom off Highway 5, pulling splinters out of his hand so he can masturbate before his cheeseburger arrives.
Meet Jamie.
Yes.
Jamie is our favorite Canadian.
There, now you're fucked.
I'm in good company when I'm with Stupid.
That was fantastic. Jamie is awesome.
At the end of season 3, yeah, we gotta give high fives to Jamie.
Yeah, we love Jamie. She's wonderful. She's totally our biggest fan. She's always positive and supportive and says nice things, and we totally don't deserve it.
And yet she sticks around, and probably, J-Man, she's listened to more episodes of IWS than you and I have.
Probably so. So we just want to thank Jamie for being our friend and being so wonderful.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
So, there's that.
The little fuck you was a little much.
Now you're fucked.
You're fucked.
caught me by surprise a little there.
That actually came from the joke show.
I remember it now.
So thanks, Jamie. I know you're listening, and thanks a lot.
All right.
All right.
Not a dry eye in the house.
Yeah. J-Man, you know who we haven't heard from yet?
I'm almost afraid to ask.
I know you are. And that would be Slider Ballscott.
Well, we got to hear from Slider.
Yeah, this was his best reporting of the year. It's when he went to Augusta, Maine to cover the Masters.
The Masters.
Come on.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here, coming to you live from Augusta, Maine, where, as you know, the 2013 Masters Golf Meet is not taking place. Seems your old pal Slider misread a page in his playbook, and instead of going to Augusta, Georgia to cover the Masters, I instead flew to Augusta, Maine, which is iconic. Because I was just miles away from Augusta, Georgia, days before the Masters, while covering the NC2A Guys Basketball Championship in Hotlanta. But I never disappoint. So I've been closely monitoring the Masters on my TV here in my spacious room at the Quality Inn and Suites Evergreen Hotel. And I can tell you that the leader going into the fourth and final inning of the tournament is none other than Brad Sneaker, while the much ballyhailed 14-year-old Asiatic phenom Dao Dejing is further down the leaderboard than the Great Barrier Reef of China is long. I have been covering some local sports, and I can tell you that in Hot Boys High School lacrosse action yesterday, the Golden Trojans of Thornton Academy defeated Portland High School 9-4 in the season opener. It was nonstop excitement with legs, wickets, and balls flying everywhere. Friday night was also full of thrills as I watched Pete Brunswick remotely captain his boat, the Jumpin' Jehoshaphat, to victory in the Kennebec River 1A scale radio-controlled reggaeton. Well, sports fans, it's going to be a beautiful day here in Augusta, Maine, and you can tell our weather guy, Kurt Douglas, that we are going to be topping out at 50 degrees with a gentle breeze blowing through the tall Georgia pines. For now, this is Slider Ballscock, leaving it all on the field and heading for the showers. But for more with Jay and Matt, you stay right there.
This is Carl Palladino, and I'm listening to I'm With Stupid. You know why I'm listening to I'm With Stupid? Because Jay and Matt are the only two bastards in the entertainment industry that are neither Jewish and or queer.
Well, I forgot about Carl.
And I tell you what, Matt, Jamie is on the line with us.
I know. And I'm hitting it. And it won't pick up. It won't pick up, Jamie.
There it is.
Hi there.
Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
Thanks for that. That was funny. Made me cry, too.
Oh.
That's
had to get
what
out
we're
of
all about because we're doing a comedy show. We want people to cry.
That's right. We're looking to bring tears to people's eyes.
It's been a great show.
Well, the last hour.
To you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. No, the first hour was good, too.
I don't even remember it.
Well, it was almost 2 hours ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. So which one of you said that your favorite football players are the tight ends?
No, that was me.
Oh, you're coming out?
No. Making an observation.
Oh, okay. Am I the only one on the line, or is there other people here, too?
Mike and Dana are here.
Hi,
Dana.
Hi, I'm just letting you have your time because you called at the very end, so...
Exactly.
Trying
it's
to be respectful.
And see how considerate Dana is? Thoughtful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Just a good, decent person.
I had to bite my tongue for one of your guests, so I'm just now in good practice.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I'm not saying.
Come on, we're cleaning up here. It's
nope,
the end of the season. You got to make a mess to clean a mess.
We need Brown Beasley to call in, then everybody will be on the line except for the guest.
Whoa, hey.
Yeah?
Well, and Sue.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sue doesn't talk much.
Yeah,
she
she's
doesn't.
My sister.
I've noticed
that's
that about
my sister.
Her. Hey, Matt, I had a great idea for something we could for the blog for season 4.
What's that?
We could on the over on the sidebar, we could put a little thing over there that says days so or sober since. And put the date on there, and we'd have to change it every single day, but it would still be funny.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
It would be the previous day. It'd be the previous day's day.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Hourly updates.
You know, we'll be like
you
the.
Might want it, you might want to do it by the hour, not by the day.
Well, you know, like all the manufacturers. Yeah, that's, hey, don't let's not get too personal here.
Yeah, come on.
It's just a celebration.
I'm not judging.
You were being so nice. You've been nice and considerate, you know. You're just,
I'm not judging.
The show just won't end quick enough for you, will it?
I can't do it anymore.
I was also thinking in season 4 we would do more music shows, Matt.
Yeah. Well, we got to at least do one.
Yep. One
and for those
music
of you
show
don't,
that's,
who
for
don't
some reason,
know, we have bad luck with music shows.
They don't seem to work well with us.
You got to do another joke show, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Local news show. And we need to do another NPR show. That was quality entertainment right there.
Yes, it was. It was very nice.
And
we love to do NPR shows.
And a third-person show would
yes.
be great, too.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a tough one to do.
That way, we struggled. We struggled with that one.
I like when you
but,
do the
Dan and Mac
interviews.
Would like it.
Sorry.
I don't know. Don't ever apologize to us, Jamie. I don't know.
You
no,
know what
yeah,
we
I like
to
when
do.
You do in-depth interviews with your with guests and stuff, like really delve into like what's going on with them and that, like when you had Dana on and Lewis and your lesbian friend.
You know what we're especially you know what we want to do,
friend.
Jamie and Mike, we want to have a lesbian show with Dana on the show.
There you go. Maybe she's got to start watching Orange is the New Brown first, and then
I don't think she needs
it.
To.
Oh, I don't need
to. I think she's ready to go.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
no,
yeah,
I'm
she's
good.
She's good to go.
Well, there you go. That's something to look forward to in the coming.
I've
been looking
the
forward to it
videos.
For like 5 years.
All right, well, we got about a minute and a half left in this glorious celebration.
Here's to another year of hilarity and jokes and lots of laughter.
Oh.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, I'll hang up now and let everybody
say their
goodbyes. That
was kind of weak, man.
Yeah.
Do what?
No, I'm going to hang up so you guys can all say goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, bye.
Okay, well.
Bye to me.
See you on the Twitter.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Jamie.
Bye.
I'll get
bye,
in my
Dana.
Happy
bye, bye.
Anniversary. Bye. Just want to say, yes, happy season 3 finale. Good luck with season 4.
Thank you very much, Dana. And thanks
too.
For being you.
Not a problem. Bye.
Bye.
I'm leaving also. See you later.
What?
And thank you. And thank you too, Mike, for your... your occasional participation.
Sometimes. All right. Later.
His spontaneous
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
All right. And thank you, Matt, just for being you.
Oh, and you the same, J-Man.
3 outstanding years.
I know.
Of quality entertainment.
And it's your fun.
Frivolity and jocularity.
That stupid email you sent me. This is all on you.
It's all your fault.
You know, you're a little more bitter than I thought you would be, you know.
That wasn't coming from me.
Oh, okay. Well, we're into the recording part now. We're even over 2 hours, so.
You know, we could just talk to you, man.
We could. We could just keep going. And you know what, Shmoop? We could make this a 3-hour show.
We could make it a 3-hour show, Shmoop. All right.
What's for lunch?
Well, as long as Rodney Perry doesn't have Gloria Swanson on his show this week.
We may have a shot at number one again.
Exactly.
In fact, I'm about to give in and listen to his show myself.
Yeah, may as well. We're not going to get to number one.
All right.
Well, you have a wonderful week.
You too, Stubby.
Thank you. I'm living the good life.
All right.
Bye, J-Man.
Season 4 premiere next week, probably.
Can't wait. Bye.
Bye.